From the WLRN Miami Herald studios, I'm Kelly Mitchell. It's less and less likely that the tropical disturbance will have any impact on South Florida, but forecasters at the National Hurricane Center do think it will become a tropical storm by the weekend. Tonight, it's expected to come close to Haiti and the Dominican Republic. Miami-Dade Animal Services is breaking ground on a new shelter for dogs and cats. Now, it should double the amount of space in the current one, which has long been a source of controversy. Wilson Sayer reports it's been a long haul, and while not everybody's satisfied about the situation for stray and abandoned animals, this facility will bring Dade one step closer to becoming a no-kill shelter.
With ceremonial sledgehammers, county commissioners and animal service administrators broke down a wall at the site of the new animal services shelter in Doral. Every year, the county cares for more than 27,000 homeless dogs and cats, but that volume has pushed the current facility to its capacity. Getting to this point, though, has been a bit of a battle. In 2012, 65% of voters supported increasing tax rates in order to provide additional funding for animal services. That financial boost would have allowed the county to follow through on implementing a no-kill policy. But Mayor Carlos Jimenez ignored the results of that straw poll. Commissioner Jose Pepe Diaz sponsored the county's no-kill ordinance. Even though the county is not yet a no-kill zone, he's happy with the direction of things.
We're doing everything, spayed and neutering and education and all the things that are needed, but this is a big part of it, because once you have this center working full thrust and everything else, it would just make it all come together.
The facility will include features like individual pens and ventilation systems to prevent the spread of disease and a dedicated adoption area. Construction is slated to be finished in the fall of 2015. I'm Wilson Sayre in Miami.
The controversy surrounding the police shooting in Ferguson, Missouri, has pulled in Miami's Fraternal Order of Police Union. Nadej Green reports the union is putting its full support behind Officer Darren Wilson of the Ferguson Police Department.
A recent post on the union's website reads, "We support Officer Wilson." Wilson is accused of shooting Michael Brown, an unarmed 18-year-old in Ferguson, Missouri. Sergeant Javier Ortiz is an officer with the Miami Police Department and is the president of the city's police union. In a statement, Ortiz said, "Officer Wilson did his job. We are confident that justice will be served when all of the facts of what really happened are revealed. We stand with Officer Wilson. We pray for the family of Mike Brown, because anytime we have to take a life, it is a tragedy." The union's views are independent of the city of Miami's police department. The shooting of Brown in Ferguson has sparked protests, while others have rallied behind Officer Wilson. I'm Nadej Green in Miami.
He was faced with a very real possibility of forcing a special election for Congress that might even be illegal. So the Tallahassee judge who ordered the district's map redrawn blinked. But with a primary election next Tuesday, he's now ruled the invalid districts may stand for two more years. This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Kelly Mitchell. Andy, you and everybody else have a wonderful weekend.